Missouri Medical Focus is produced by University Hospital and Clinics, which is solely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher. With me today is Dr. Michael Gardner, an endocrinologist at University of Missouri Healthcare's Cosmopolitan International Diabetes and Endocrinology Center. Our discussion today will be part one of a two-part series on diabetes. Dr. Gardner, I thought we'd start by you explaining what exactly diabetes is.
Thank you very much. Diabetes is essentially where the body does not make enough insulin or is resistant to the effect of insulin so that the blood sugars are high in the body.
What is insulin? What does it do?
Insulin is a hormone secreted by the pancreas that basically controls our blood sugar levels throughout the day so that our blood sugar doesn't go up too high after we eat and also doesn't stay high through the night.
I understand there are two different types of diabetes, and I'm probably wrong here, but there's type 1 and type 2, and my understanding is type 1 is something a person is born with, type 2 is something that's acquired. How accurate is that? How wrong am I?
Well, you're partly right, Jeff. Type 1 diabetes is defined by the fact that the immune system is destroying the cells in the pancreas that make insulin, and therefore the person with type 1 diabetes just plainly doesn't make very much insulin at all, and so they don't have enough to function. Type 1 can happen at any age. Generally, you're not born with it. There are other very rare types of diabetes that you can be born with, but type 1 is seen mostly in younger people and is usually the type of diabetes that children get. Type 2 diabetes is where the body doesn't use insulin very well, and so even though the person is making often what would be plenty of insulin for a person who doesn't have diabetes or doesn't have insulin resistance, it's not enough for them, so their blood sugars stay high.
In the body, what makes it so you don't produce insulin, you know, later on in life? What changes or what causes that?
With type 2 diabetes, it's the insulin resistance. It's the resistance to the action of insulin. And this is a process that starts as people accumulate weight, particularly on their middle body. And that, the accumulating weight on the middle body, is a genetic phenomenon. So you're born with the risk of developing this later in life, but you actually have to accumulate the weight.
But with respect to type 1?
In type 1 diabetes, the immune system becomes confused and begins to actually destroy the cells in the pancreas that make insulin.
And what causes that? I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how does a person acquire type 1 diabetes where the insulin's not produced?
So if we had the answer to that question, we'd have a Nobel Prize. We don't really know why the immune system becomes confused, but it does. There are many other diseases where the immune system becomes confused and begins destroying part of the body.
You mentioned some of the risk factors for type 2, which obesity was one, and I thought maybe we'd kind of go that way. Are there risk factors for type 1, and if so, what are they, and also type 2?
Yeah, the only risk factor for type 1 diabetes is having other family members that have type 1 diabetes. We know that there are certain people, certain families, whose immune systems get confused more easily than others. As far as type 2 diabetes, the risk factors are primarily the weight gain, eating a little too much, or having this predisposition to save everything you eat. And also inactivity is a risk factor. So being active, keeping moving helps to reduce your resistance to insulin.
What are the signs and symptoms of diabetes? Are they the same for type 1 and type 2?
Type 1 usually, when it's discovered, usually is a little bit more what we would call acute. It comes on more suddenly. And the signs and symptoms are similar in that people, because their blood sugars are high, their kidneys can't bring the sugar back into their blood, so it pulls water with it, so they tend to urinate more. That then makes them thirsty, so they tend to drink more. And also in type 1 diabetes, one of the things that the insulin does is it keeps us using sugar as fuel. And because they really don't have very much insulin at all, they will tend to use fat as fuel and muscle as fuel. So they'll tend to lose weight despite the fact that they're eating more.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing diabetes. What is prediabetes?
Prediabetes is, as I talked about a moment ago, you are born with a predisposition to gain weight and to be resistant to insulin. Diabetes is defined by a sort of a line in the sand. We say that a blood sugar level above, a fasting blood sugar above 126, or a blood sugar at any point during the day of over 200, we call that diabetes. But normal is actually below 100 for fasting or below 140 anytime during the day. And if you're in between those two numbers, you have what we call prediabetes. It means that you're moving toward diabetes. You already clearly have some resistance to insulin, but you've not reached the line in the sand that we call diabetes.
So diagnosing diabetes, you check blood sugar or blood glucose levels.
Correct.
And you do that only for fasting, or can it also be done throughout the day?
So there's a number of different ways that you can do it. Personally, the best way to do it is to check it fasting and then to give somebody a measured amount of sugar in water, a test that pregnant women are very familiar with, and then to check the blood sugar again in 2 hours. And we have defined what normal values and what pre-diabetic and diabetic values are on that test.
Well, you mentioned pregnancy, and what is gestational diabetes?
Gestational diabetes is a situation that develops whereby the sugars are high during pregnancy, and usually it's due to insulin resistance. And so these are frequently women who are not normally or not diabetic before their pregnancy, but because the body actually lowers blood sugar during pregnancy, their blood sugars are not normal for a pregnant woman.
Can it be permanent? I mean, will it go away after the pregnancy?
Usually goes away, but can be permanent in the form of type 2 diabetes.
I understand that MU Healthcare is sponsoring a diabetes self-management seminar on Saturday, November 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Courtyard by Marriott in Columbia. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we're actually very excited about this. We're going to be having seminars throughout the day, throughout the morning to talk to people about managing their diabetes. And registration is required, but there is no fee.
Okay. And who's the keynote speaker there? It was Miss America 1999, Nicole Johnson, I believe you had said.
Yes, Nicole Johnson is going to be our keynote speaker. We're very excited to have her. She has diabetes herself and is also a host on a diabetes care program.
Well, as you mentioned, seating is limited, so registration is required. The number to register is 573-884-0769. Again, that number is 573-884-0769. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Gardner for being my guest. Please tune in for part two, which will air on Tuesday, October 25th, where we will discuss living with diabetes and self-management techniques. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
University of Missouri Healthcare produces Missouri Medical Focus.